2011. Peace Day, P-E-A-C-E. When I was a kid, I used to feel awkward around the people that were hippies. Peace, man. Peace out. There are still people who use those phrases today, but it goes broader, it seems to me. Ought we all now, shouldn't we be focused, ought we ought? Ought we ought now to, somehow or other, I'll get this out. Shouldn't we, much I don't like that word, or wouldn't it be a good thing? This is cut from the no-brainer department.
Yeah.
Duh.
Can you just get to it, please?
What, peace?
No, shouldn't, ought, wouldn't.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Sometimes, what is the old expression? My tongue got caught behind my eye teeth and I couldn't see what I was saying.
Yeah.
Something like that. Some expression like that. Anyway, the idea that we could achieve global peace. Is it possible? 800-510-8255. Why wouldn't it be? A lot of people are pessimistic about this, but I'd rather err on the side of, yeah, we could do this. So every year, I think since the United Nations was founded, this day has been set aside by some. They use it as what they call, Oprah calls it, teachable moments, right? Teaching, thinking. Imagine, go to the John Lennon song, Richie, if you have it there, because that really does, in a way, better than almost anything else that you can come up with. It encapsulates what I think people all over the world, it doesn't mean that the things that he sings about are necessarily negative, but it asks you to use your mind. You know how Uri Geller likes to have us use our minds, Jennifer, as a television set? Imagine what this song asks us to imagine. Just give it a moment and see how practical you think this could be versus the other realities.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Concept for a second. Wars are caused by, you fill in the blank, 800-510-8255. Peace comes as a result of, you fill in the blank, 800-510-8255. I don't know the answer to this, honestly, because I never really, as many times as I've talked about this on the air, I've never really gone back to the roots of civilization to try to figure out, maybe it's the tribalism that has become part of man, because we're all tribes. Jennifer and I and Richie are in the Good Day tribe. There are, how many? There's the Bill Bennett tribe. There's the, what else?
The Imus, the Man-Cow tribe.
Yeah, right. So, okay. We are competing with one another in a manner of speaking.
People and throw grenades and stuff.
Excuse me. Not physical ones, anyway.
No.
But it's the greater, let's just think about it in terms of the bigger picture. Why are there countries? Why are there tribes, if you will? Because America is a tribe, right? Canada is a tribe. Mexico is a tribe. Japan's a tribe. China's a tribe. That's what it is. But why? Do you ever stop and think about that? This is maybe going to be a brain. This maybe hurts a little for some at this time of the day. But I just think it's worth a moment or two of your time to think about what it is that we do kill or die for, and why do we have boundaries? Why do we have? I know those people say, "Oh, the United Nations wants to take over the world." Well, you know, in a manner of speaking, the British Empire controlled most of the world. The French Empire did. The Dutch, at one point in time, did. European countries control the world. I don't think there's been any Asian country that ever, although it may have come close under Genghis Khan, but what countries have controlled the world, and some argue America does now, and that's what causes all of the, it's great for us, or at least it used to be until we now have to realize that it costs money to be number one. Number one, El Supremo, costs money, and money that we don't have at this point. So it's a worthwhile event, Peace Day, contemplating what it would be like to not have things the way they are. And then there are those like Mary who get to the root of the problem with the individual self understanding what peace is. Right, Mary?
That's right.
What is it for you? What is it in terms of your truth?
I have a lot of opportunities to bring peace in my local community.
How do you do that? What do you do to make it peaceful where you are in Columbus?
Well, I work with mentally ill, and they need peace. You can't always be successful, but you can make a difference.
Uh-huh. Each person has his or her own view of what peace is. Thank you. I think you do hit the nail on the head.
I looked at the sign and all it says, one word.
This is a song by the Subdudes.
Subdudes.
That talks
very
about that exact philosophy.
Yeah.
Peace in your own backyard.
Yeah.
Right here,
what
it says.
In my own backyard.
Peace in your own backyard.
Yeah. World Peace Day today. What gives you peace? What brings you peace of mind? Is it a different kind of peace? Is peace peace, or is there a different kind of peace? Peace means no war. All right. Are you sometimes guilty of being at war with yourself? You think? Sometimes.
I think there's two pieces. I think there's the beauty pageant world peace, which we all would like someday.
Right.
And then I think there is...
The way you put it.
Well, it's true.
I want world peace. Yeah, what does right. Miss Indiana say? I want world peace.
If you could have one wish, what would it be?
Yeah.
I wish for world peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that kind of peace. Excuse me. But then there's also the peace that you can get. Even when things are crazy around you, there are those people that have found peace,
yep.
No matter what life throws at them.
Yeah.
So I am not one of those people yet, but I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this then.
All right, Reggie.
Do you believe that we would be happy if there were peace?
I don't know what made people happy. I think I would be.
You think?
I think yeah, that's part of it, is when you accept.
What the heck do you want to be? Why would you want to be at odds with people about anything? Why
it's human nature.
It's
is
human nature.
More.
I understand
yeah.
that. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying it would be nice if human nature weren't as it is.
Yeah, okay. But dig down a little deeper. I believe.
Listen to Rich. He's going to get me.
Go ahead. I have this
going.
Life philosophy.
Yeah.
Bad things happen to make you appreciate the good. And if you did not have those bad things, you would not be able to appreciate the good.
That's a perfectly reasonable argument.
So if we all had this utopia around us, we would not really know that we were so happy.
But see, if we had utopia, then I could be a Stepford wife, and that would make me happy.
But we'd all be these drones. We're
peace out, man.
Everything's good.
Well,
but we don't know everything's
good. There's a happy
good because
medium.
We don't know what bad
well,
is.
Well, but that's, well, I think it's really a thought-provoking idea. And you can take it to an extreme if you want. And I think we all have. Imagining one world, imagining no governments, no religions to fight over. Because that's what all the wars are. That's why people die. That's why we have a military. That's why we have $700 billion taken out of our pocket every year so we can defend ourselves against people who want to come in here for whatever the reason. It's too late to change the structure perhaps, unless, you know, everything magically just melts, infrastructure melts, but because everything's set up to work that way. But the other side of it is we have so many people who are so worried about attack. And some of it's on an individual level. You look at Phil, Dr. Phil, and all of the stuff that goes on in those stupid television programs.
I'm trying to make peace. You people just aren't working with me. Work with me, people, will you?
All right. Food for thought, is it not? 800-510-8255. If we didn't have all of this stuff to talk about, we probably wouldn't be here either, in a sense, unless I could come up with... maybe the subject matter of the day would be, if it weren't for all this other stuff, ways to stretch out our rubber band. That might be. As a matter of fact, you know what? I think we might think about it. We'll talk about that later in this hour. Ways for you to stretch out a rubber band. You
I may have the perfect, perfect way.
I mean, rubber bands. Too far. Rubber bands in the focus in a little while. That's something I will promise you. Plus a story from DougStephan.com about traffic light cameras. There's yet another scam, Richie. Another traffic light.
Another scam. It's all part of the same scam.
Maybe it is. Okay, but it's expanded upon. The expanded scam. All right, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Frizzell lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
How to turn everyday family moments into a sweet celebration. I'm Risa Jill Miller. From birthdays and holidays to family game night, the makers of Pillsbury baking products encourage families to mark daily special moments with a celebration, a family photo, and delicious home-baked desserts. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company, explains.
Memorable moments happen every day, and we are thrilled to encourage families nationwide to capture and share their family celebrations with us through the Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest.
The Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest runs from September 21st through November 30th. One grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 family vacation to Celebration, Florida. For complete details and official contest rules, visit PillsburyBaking.com. You can also find details about the newest Pillsbury creations. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
My favorite song. Lots of favorite songs. This is a favorite.
Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be.
Something to think about. Peace Day 2011 on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Obama has promised to end the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military. So besides winning a Nobel Peace Prize, looks like he could also get a Tony. Yeah.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything that traffic
is alive.
Jazz hands. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling.
Play the show. There's no business like show business.
Okay. Remember they did that on Taxi?
Yeah.
Taxi? They did a musical? Hysterical.
Yeah. And they do that in Glee every week, don't they?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to use my voice like this.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day as we go on with the show. So there's a lot of hoo-ha now about don't
hoo-ha.
Ask,
what?
Don't tell. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
Oh.
A guy with his buddy got married after
hoo-ha.
The thing was first put into play. Was it yesterday or the day before? When did it actually take effect?
Yesterday,
okay. So then a couple of guys went on and got married, yada, yada. But why is it there is, you know, what I find interesting, both this issue, don't ask, don't tell, the repeal of it, and the income tax discussion, is that people have such short memories. This thing, there was never a problem with it until somebody made it a problem.
Right.
There were plenty of gay people in the service, nobody paid any attention to them. And then all of a sudden, oh, we got to do something about this. Same thing is true with the taxes. Do you know that when, was it Jimmy Carter, when he was, at some point, the wealthiest of all Americans were paying 90% income tax. 90%. And, of course, the people that they have, accountants, et cetera, shepherd their tax returns. You think that when Carnegie and the Morgans and the Chases and all the people that had the original money and built the railroads and the banks and all that stuff, you think that they pay the income tax? There wasn't even an income tax until 1913, so they didn't have to pay any taxes. And yet the government was not in debt. Until we had the income tax, you know, there was no debt. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
No national debt. Look it up. 1913 was the first year of the income tax. 1914 was the first year we had a debt as a country because we went to war. World War One. War always brings on debt. That's something else that nobody else is talking about. We have so much debt now in part because we have such a damn big military and we're at war every place. For what? But we have the things that we forget about. When Clinton was first president, I think Reagan cut the tax rate. He was the first one to really take a hatchet to it. And what he put forth worked, at least at that time. Whether it works in this time or not, who knows? till you try it. I do know one thing. It ain't working now. Whatever the plan, somebody better come up with a new one.
Oh, there is a plan, actually.
There is. What's the plan? Oh, I don't know that there's a plan. So, but the, what's that? Was it from Fantasy Island? The plan, boss. No, it was the plan.
Same thing.
Anyway, you hear all these people, like, it's so serious. This guy called me earlier this morning, who is from Auburn, California. His name was Juan. And he said, yep, we got to tax everybody, the rich people. We got to get them. Tax them more. Because we got to pay for all these poverty programs. Poor people, they need help. So I said, sir, in California, do you know how many illegal immigrants are getting taxpayer benefits? That doesn't make any difference. We should help everybody. Really? And how do you define everybody? Everybody who doesn't have any money. Why don't they have? So immediately after that, a call came in. Guy said, it's my choice. I make $45,000 a year. Nobody else's, because I'm lazy and stupid and I don't want to work hard. That's my choice. Somebody goes out and starts a business and puts his butt on the line. And I think that's really the argument here, isn't it? Isn't that what the bottom line is under the circumstances? Somebody goes out and really risks it all. It's just amazing how this stuff's getting twisted around. Anyway, a few comments. 28 after. This is Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to travel, it's always a good idea to be up to date on what immunizations or inoculations may be required. And we're not just talking about third world destinations. The U.S. and Europe are witnessing the largest outbreaks of measles in a decade, so make sure your MMR vaccine is up to date. Whooping cough is another highly contagious disease that's become another problem in the U.S., especially in California. So before any trip, start with the Centers for Disease Control and the State Department's websites for standard guidelines. Keep in mind that health insurance won't cover some inoculations, but you can find clinics through the CDC or the International Society of Travel Medicine. And after all, a resort vacation or a business trip is likely to have different requirements than a trek through the jungle. And make sure you see the doctor at least 4 to 6 weeks before your trip, so there's time to start any necessary treatments. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 23rd through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take home improvement tips for 300, Alex.
Really?
I'll take hot co-host assist for 1,000, Alex.
Hi. We have a special guest here, a gentleman who is no stranger to the program. So if we're playing Jeopardy, the question is this. Well, you have to come up with a question. This phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs is also the name of a home improvement radio show. The question is,
What is the money pit?
What is the money pit?
Woohoo!
Nice,
we
you can finally
it.
Come to the party there, pal. All right,
well, tell you what, you know you've made it when your show is the answer to a Jeopardy question, huh?
That's right.
This is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. And the other night on Jeopardy, the question was, as I just repeated it, this phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs. Also, this was the name of a home improvement radio show. It was worth $1,000, this question.
It was, and I hear the contestant got it right, too, so
yeah.
I'm very happy with some money in folks' pockets, just like we do by answering those questions every week on the radio show. But I got
to
tell you, what a surprise it was, what a shock.
Yeah.
To hear them use the name of the program as the answer to the question, just fantastic.
All right, so if we were to turn this around, because as Rich will tell you, it's always all about me.
That's right.
How would we do, what would be the question, what would the answer, or the question would be, what's the Doug Steffen Good Day program? So how would we set up a question? It isn't a question.
Man, that's a loaded load. I can have so much fun with this one.
Oh, I have one.
Right. What?
The radio show with the best co-host on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Hottest.
This nationally syndicated radio show morning host is also a dairy farmer.
Who is Doug Steffen?
There you go.
Who's Doug Steffen?
All right. So that's not so hard. Could do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I tickled myself and probably a few other people, too, with my response to that, and when I saw that,
that's
I thought,
great.
And if it weren't for this radio program, you'd be
that's
nothing.
Right.
You'd
that's
be
right.
Nowhere. You'd be a nobody.
Yeah.
That's so fun, Tom.
Yeah,
I'm very excited for you.
Thanks to you guys, we're now part of pop culture. Hey,
that's it.
All right. You can go back to bed now.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Help make people succeed. See, not ourselves. Yeah.
Go back to fixing something.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah. What did you just say, Jennifer?
I said, we make people succeed, not ourselves.
Yeah, right. But you know what?
We're the launch pad for success.
We are. Yeah. We're like a trampoline for people. Gigantic.
Trampoline. The key word in that.
Right, exactly. All right. So
cool.
I have some good news here, Rich.
You do?
I do. Let me go back to the money pit becoming a household word, a household name, household phrase.
Scream it in your window.
This was just announced within the last hour, in case you did not hear it. The lawyer announcing this morning, the lawyer for the two Americans jailed as spies in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They paid $1 million to get them out.
Who's paying that $1 million?
You know, I don't know where the $1 million came.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
Is it taxpayer money?
Sure.
Oh, great.
Come on now.
I didn't know it was taxpayer money.
Do you think the families really have $1 million?
No. So we paid $1 million.
These people are obviously from gene lines that aren't too bright.
Yeah, they go over the Iraq border. They were arrested on the border in July of 2009.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
I've got an idea. Let's go hiking on the Iran-Iraq border doing
conflict.
With our
video camera.
Yeah. So
bunch of morons.
They got sentenced to 8 years in jail. And it shows you how justice works over there and a lot of other countries as well. You pay and you get out. That's it. That's all. They want your money and they want to embarrass us. I'm a dinner jacket appeared to have been trying to get the Americans released in time for his arrival at the UN.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
should travel back together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying.
He really wanted it.
Meanwhile, these people will be showing up on the Today Show and
as
all
heroes,
these tabloids and getting
instead
paid
of morons.
And getting paid $1 zillion for their story.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he turned a good story into something not so good, but at least they're out.
There's a million other places to go hiking. I could take him around L.A. Come on.
Right. You could do like Andrea Metcalf did and hike up Mount Kilimanjaro. I got an email from her yesterday. She said it was the most grueling thing she has ever done in her life.
Really?
Yep.
Did she finish?
Yeah. She got to the top.
Good.
Yep. And is now on her way back again and said she'd be here on Thursday. But she just said it was the toughest thing. Can you imagine, for those who don't know the story, Andrea Metcalf, who most of you know either from being here or being elsewhere, is a fitness expert and is very visible in magazines and newspapers, writes books, that sort of thing, on television. So... and she also does our fitness expertise. And she decided, she was invited, she put together a story, five women who had survived different types of cancer, and took them on this hike. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa. Went to Africa, did a lot of work with certain groups who were in need, and then they started the climb, brought a television crew for a television program with her, and climb the mountain. I think it took them 5.5 days. They stayed in caves on the mountain side as they went up the mountain. Very grueling. Well, you can just imagine. If you've ever climbed any kind of a mountain, whether it's a mountain in New Hampshire, whether it's a mountain in Colorado, wherever it is, it's especially as the air gets lighter, it's tough on your system. That's putting it mildly. It's a challenge. And the higher the mountain, the fewer people make it. That's why it's called a conquest. You want to go to Mount Everest, highest peak in the world. What is it, 26,000 feet or something?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Everest?
Yeah, somewhere.
You know how many miles? That's 5 miles up. 5 miles up. There's no oxygen, amounts to anything. At 10,000 feet, you lose what is bad. That's why when you go to I've been up with some friends who have a house in Colorado, and it's up, mountain's about 2 miles up. Denver's called a Mile High City. Go up another mile.
Yeah.
And you really do feel it when you're breathing.
Oh, sure you do.
Feel a lot of difference. So imagine if you're up 5 miles, which is where a lot of planes on a short hop from, let's say, Boston to New York, planes fly at about 24, 25,000 feet. All right, that's where they are, and they're.
Isn't that amazing to think about that?
Yeah, and you have to have oxygen on a plane at 10,000 feet. So imagine the taxation and all the stuff, television crew, and all the things you got to bring with you in case there's a problem. So good luck to her, and what do they say? Godspeed.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, 19 before the hour. I have promised that I will teach you a dozen different ways to stretch out a rubber band. Everybody ready for this?
Sure. Yes.
This could be the highlight of the program. Richie, the highlights, the
I
audio
have a
highlights.
Rubber band. Should I grab one?
A rubber band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's see what
I got here. Let's see. I was actually at a party a few weeks ago, and the host was wrestling with a jar of honey in the kitchen. Couldn't unscrew the lid. She was about to get her boyfriend to have him finish the job, and I asked her if she'd ever used a rubber band. She said, "What for?" I said, "For stubborn tops like this. You wrap a rubber band around the perimeter of the lid a couple of times before you try to open it.
Give you
have
a
you ever
traction.
Tried that?"
Yeah, it's like
no, that's a good idea.
Back in the olden days, they used to have those rubber
right, exactly. Right, Richie. You're correct. Yeah. Put them around it. It acts as a grip and makes it about 1,000 times easier to undo. So this got me to thinking about the other uses for a rubber band. And that led me to a really helpful post on the subject. There's a blog, Richie, Mark and Angel Hack Life. All right, you want to check that out? Mark and Angel Hack Life. M-A-R-C and Angel Hack Life.
Mark and Angel Hack Life.
Hack Life, right, exactly. All right. All right, here's something. Paint can marker. If you're partially finished with a can of paint, wrap a rubber band around the exterior at the same level as the paint that's inside so that you can tell at a glance how much you have left. How about that? That's pretty
good.
That's
a good idea.
You like that? Okay. Any ideas? You get a prize for an idea that I don't come up with here. How to use a rubber band, 800-510-8255. Let's see here. For a pencil eraser, fold a rubber band a few times to rub off pencil doodles. Right? It's like an eraser.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's smart.
To keep soap output in check, loop a rubber band around the neck of the pump on a liquid soap dispenser to control how much soap comes out with every use.
Okay, that's so cheap.
I like that.
For
the queen,
that
where's the queen of cheap when we need her?
Come on.
Yeah.
As a bookmark, wrap a band around a page you finished reading.
That I like.
Right? You have to worry about losing your place.
I've done that before where it goes around the page and then on the outside of the book.
Yeah. To manage stray wires or yarn, wrap cords and balls of yarn or thread in bands to prevent them from being tangled. I like to do that with cords that I have around here for microphones and stuff. You can baby-proof cabinets. You bind knobs with rubber bands to keep them firmly shut. Ever done that? Put two of them there together? You know what I'm talking about?
I get what you're saying, yes. Yeah. I haven't done it.
All right, for the remote control pad, wrap the base with a band. Keeps your remote from sliding off the coffee table.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
It keeps the furniture from being scratched by it as well.
Smart.
All right, here's how you make a broom last. When the bristles on a broom get tired and start to spread out, wrap a couple of rubber bands close to the base to keep them tight. How's that for? Got to be a big rubber band. It's a good idea,
yeah.
Right?
I think they're saying you can use several rubber bands for the whole thing.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Kitty-proof your toilet paper to keep your cat from pawing at the end. Wrap a band around a roll of toilet paper.
There you go.
Or throw the cat outside, one of the other.
Throw my daughter outside. Oh, my goodness, with the toilet paper.
Here's a bottle gripper to keep shampoos and conditioners from slipping from your hands in the shower. Wrap rubber bands around the middle to make them easier to grip.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
How's that?
I hate dropping the soap in the shower.
Here's another. keep a sliced apple fresh after you slice an apple into wedges. If you reassemble the wedges so the apple looks intact and wrap a band around it, it allows the browning process to slow down. Right? You want a brown bag lunch? This is something that you do.
We have that
slice
problem
up
with
the
Sean's
apple
for lunch.
There you go. So here's the idea, Richie. And you can thank me for having discovered it.
You know, this website is awesome.
You like this
website? Let me read to you some of the other posts that they have.
Yeah?
Just the list. We won't get into it. 50 things everyone should know how to do. 18 things I wish someone told me when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
28 dignified ways to impress everyone around you.
So why don't we just post that
Meet website, DougStephan.com.
Seven clever Google tricks worth knowing.
Yeah. All right. So send, if you want, I'm happy to attach. I don't know these people from a hole in the wall.
No, I don't either, but it's a neat website.
Mark and Angel Hack Life. That is the inference is the website will help you with your life. Hack.
The number one thing I wish somebody told me when I was 18?
Yeah.
Commit yourself to making lots of mistakes. Mistakes teach you important lessons.
Yes, they do.
That's a good thing to know.
Yep, they do. Absolutely. All right, so we've solved another problem. Oops, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to use that word anymore. We've given you ideas for situations. Is that better?
There you go.
Yeah. All right, so 14 for the hour and good day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Easy as it is for me to throw cold water on a celebration, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of mistletoe.
Your cow mistletoe?
Yep.
Oh. Mistletoe is his cow that he had to put to sleep yesterday. She was 15 years old. So kind of like
she was born, she was born on Christmas Eve. It was 15, it would have been 1996, I believe, or 95, one or the other. I went out to see her, gave her a piece of pizza. Cows love.
You gave her pizza?
Yeah, cows love pizza.
That's cute.
Love anything with bread. Anyway, but she had hips and couldn't get up. She hadn't been able to move for 4 days, so we had to put her
down. Oh, poor baby.
Sweet, sweet cow. 51 after.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy.
Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
On the Good Day program, the ups and the downs of life, part of our focus, what's going on in your life today that's good. That's what we try to reach out and grab. And there are a few distractions along the way here and there. Usually it's Rich's fault.
Yeah, all right. Usually always my fault.
Right, 53 past the hour. The technology tailor is here to help you with everything you need to know about simple, simple, simple technology. Has time run out for the BlackBerry? Wow. You never thought this four years ago this would be the case.
It hasn't.
Well, if it has or hasn't, Alex will give us some. They're dealing with disappointing sales. And that's
everybody wants a cool smartphone with apps.
But I will tell you why when he's done telling you it is, I will tell you why it isn't.
All right, okay. That's up next here on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Research in Motion, the maker of the once popular BlackBerry smartphones, announced results last week and they weren't pretty. Profits fell nearly 60%, and one analyst with Edward Jones told the New York Times, quote, "We questioned the company's long-term viability. The clock is ticking," close quote. Grim shipped 10.9 million BlackBerry smartphones in the second quarter, but only 200,000 of its new Playbook tablet devices. And that is a paltry number. Of course, you'll remember that when the Playbook was launched earlier this year, it did not come with email built into the device. A BlackBerry tablet without email. As a result of focusing on the Playbook so intently for so long, the company stopped updating its smartphones, falling even farther behind the popular iPhone and Android devices. RIM introduced 7 new phones in the quarter, but mostly updates of its older devices, according to the New York Times. Radically updated phones are in the works, but the question is, can they come soon enough? I'm Alex Goldfein.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
All right. Richie, the BlackBerry is on its way out. Alex says, you say not so fast.
Well, I will tell you that in South America, in Colombia, where my wife is from, the BlackBerry is the biggest seller there because of their free texting service.
Really?
So
BBM.
And it's, yeah, what is it called?
BBM, BlackBerry BBM. Messenger. Yeah.
And it's even international. So when they come here, you can still text back and forth, and it's all free. And it's wildly popular.
Huh. All right. So maybe around the rest of the world, but not here. That's how it applies. But it's a world economy, so
yeah,
makes sense. On the road, your baby's safety is a top priority. Ought to be maybe the number one priority in your car or wherever you're traveling. So how do you make sure you're protecting that your most precious cargo? Brian Osich has some pretty specific ideas for you now.
During Child Passenger Safety Week, starting September 18th, parents and caregivers are being urged to double-check their car safety seats. Julie Prom is a certified injury prevention and traffic safety expert.
Children under 13 should ride in the back seat. Keep children under 2 in rear-facing car seats. Use car seats with a harness for kids under 5 and a booster until the adult seatbelt fits, at least 8 years old.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 3 out of 4 infant car seats are installed incorrectly. Prom, also a consultant to the car seat maker Kiko, says America's number one rated infant car seat is also the easiest to install and use correctly.
The best car seat is the one that fits your child, fits your vehicle, and is easy for you to properly install. Look for easy-to-use features. A good example is Kiko's KeyFit car seats with spring-loaded reclined foot and a latch system that pulls tight with one hand, which makes it very simple to install.
For more, log on to KikoUSA.com. That's Newsbreak from Kiko.
I noticed that Google's social networking site, Google Plus, Richie, now open to the public. Why, it was successful, though it was operating before?
I thought it was open to the public. I didn't know that it wasn't.
It's that they give you limited invitations, so you'd only get 8 invitations to hand out to people. Yeah. To keep it kind of private.
It's not very social, is it?
No. Kind of antisocial.
I think
you may be interested to know, in the world of technology, Apple has become the most valuable stock in the world. It is the most valuable asset on the entire stock market. And remember, they have more cash than the United States government does.
Yes.
So, is that somebody's pretty smart there. And not a bad investment sooner or later, like Microsoft or whatever invested at IBM in the old days. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Iodine.